This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State senators on Monday approved bipartisan legislation aimed at shoring up Colorado's health care safety net. The state could see $1 billion in Medicaid cuts from the Republican federal budget. The bill establishes a provider stabilization fund. It would consist of a minimum of $130 million from available state revenue, private contributions, and federal matching funds available through Medicaid. The administration in Washington is looking to make deep cuts to federal health budgets. That includes the National Institutes of Health, which funds a significant amount of biomedical and public health research that has many Coloradans worried, including the family of 2-year-old Gabe Wilson. He has Bloom syndrome. It's a rare genetic disorder with an increased risk of developing various cancers. Gabe's dad, Ben, says they've been hoping research could open the door to a cure.
We don't know if they're going to continue that research, and that's very scary for a Bloom parent. It's very scary for all of us.
Gabe's care is also paid for by Medicaid, which could also face deep cuts. Colorado is entering severe weather season. Some of the first alerts came out last week with hail warnings all over the state and landspouts popping up in the eastern metro area. Meanwhile, a relative lack of snow and warmer temperatures spell trouble for the state's largest natural reservoir, Snowpack. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says it also means we are heading into peak wildfire season.
They're looking at a normal wildfire season. That still means, I think, on average, nearly 6,000 wildfires within a season. And so what you have to worry about is on those days that what if there is something that would, let's say there is a small fire, and then we worry about how it's spreading.
Denver and Colorado Springs have the chance for rain through this afternoon and this evening. This is CPR News and KRCC.